Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, His Excellency Mr. Jens Stoltenberg.
Admirals, generals, air marshals, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Today we honor two outstanding military leaders, General Scaparotti and General Walters, the current and the next Supreme Allied Commander Europe. To be given the title Sakur is to be responsible for the men and women who serve under your command and for the safety and security of the nations of our alliance. But it is more than that. As General Eisenhower, NATO's first Sakur, said, we are concerned not only with the protection of territory, but with the defense of a way of life. And for 7 decades, NATO has defended that way of life and the values that underpin it: freedom, democracy, and rule of law. Every person's right to live the life they choose. This makes the job of Sakur one of the most challenging and most important military positions in the world. Those who have held the title Sakur have led our alliance during the Cold War, deterring the Soviet Union. They stopped brutal wars in the Balkans, helped to defeat Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and spread freedom and democracy across the nations of Europe. To be called Sakur is to lead, and today we honor two of these leaders. General Scaparotti, Mike, your time with us has been shaped by increasingly aggressive actions by Russia and the continuing threat from terrorism and instability in the Middle East and North Africa. Your leadership and vision have proved critical to strengthening our alliance. Under your command, we have implemented the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense in a generation. We have deployed 4 multinational battle groups in the eastern part of our alliance, and we have enhanced the readiness of our forces. You have been instrumental in the development of NATO's hub for the South, increasing our understanding and approach to the challenges in the Middle East and North Africa. To ensure NATO remains fit for purpose, you initiated the adaptation of NATO's command structure, the military backbone of our alliance, ensuring we can deal effectively with our complex and rapidly evolving security environment, increasing the speed and the breadth of our capabilities, significantly improving our information sharing, and speeding up our decision-making at every level. These are just some of the many achievements during your time as Supreme Allied Commander, Europe. And there are effects, and their effects will be felt for many years to come. General Douglas MacArthur once said that a true leader has the confidence to stand alone, the courage to make tough decisions, and the compassion to listen to the needs of others. In all of these aspects, you are most certainly a true leader. Thanks to you, NATO is stronger, more agile, and more prepared for whatever the future may hold. Mike, I would like to thank you personally for all that you have done. I have very much enjoyed working with you over the last 3 years. I hold you in the deepest respect and I value our friendship. I would also like to thank Cindy, your wife, for all the support she has given you while you have been here in Brussels and throughout your career. On behalf of the whole NATO Alliance, I thank you and wish you both the very best for your future in North Carolina. and for a long and active retirement. Thank you so much. But now it is time to pass the baton of leadership to General Walters. Todd, as an Air Force pilot, you have fought in Iraq and in Afghanistan. The leadership, professionalism, and dedication to duty you showed in the air has been an essential part of your career on the ground. Most recently, as commander of US Air Forces in Europe and Africa, as well as commander, Allied Air Command in Ramstein, a critical role in NATO. General Walters, as a Kerr, you will now take command of forces from across our alliance. With the help of your incredible team at SHAPE, you will have a pivotal role in ensuring the safety and security of the 29 nations of our NATO alliance, standing up to the current challenges as well as new evolving threats. I know you will continue to demonstrate the same levels of excellence you have become known for throughout your career. I very much look forward to working closely with you. I know you will have a fulfilling and enjoyable time with us. So, General Walters, on behalf of all allies, I offer you our congratulations on your new role here with us at the heart of NATO. Thank you.